Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Friday, the 20th of September. I'm Graham Lakoff, taking a look at this week's local news in Surrey from the Surrey Advertiser and Surrey Live. And first look at some of the headlines this week. Surrey's recycling centres rethink. Fire at David Lloyd's in Woking and Staines Town Football Club suspends Anthony Gale. Now, none of Surrey's recycling centres will close as the County Council's Cabinet agrees a 12-point plan to make the service more financially sustainable. A working group called the Waste Task Group has been looking at how Surrey's rubbish tips are run since plans to close four were put on hold. Such was the public outcry over possible shutting of sites in Bagshot, Cranley, Dorking and Wallingham that Surrey County Council postponed the cost-cutting plan to look at alternatives. A £200 million cost-cutting plan was put forward in 2018, with recycling centres one of five key areas in which the authorities were looking to save money. Now, as well as keeping the four sites open, the 12-point plan was presented to the Communities, Environment and Highways Select Committee on Thursday, suggested scrapping charges for small amounts of wood and rubble. More information on what can be recycled and where it can be dumped should be provided to residents, the report added. The only barrier to the centres remaining open now is the Council's Cabinet, which has the final say on whether to approve the recommendations at its meeting on Tuesday, the 24th of September. A huge fire has broken out at David Lloyd Leisure Centre in Woking on Wednesday evening. Five appliances attended the gym in Westfield Avenue at approximately 10 p.m, including two fire engines from Woking, three from Guildford, one from Chertsey, and an aerial ladder platform from Leatherhead. The cause of the fire is unknown, but Surrey Fire and Rescue Service said in a statement received a call yesterday evening around 9:10 p.m. to report of a fire at David Lloyd Leisure Centre in Woking. Seven fire engines were sent. The fire was successfully dealt with and the units left around 11 p.m. As with all fires, the cause will be investigated, but it's currently too soon to speculate, and David Lloyd has reopened following the fire. Touching tributes have been paid to a popular Camberley boxing coach killed in a crash near Hook. Tenny Turner, aged 53, died while riding a motorcycle that was involved in a crash in Hound Green at around 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday. It was reported that other vehicles failed to stop after the incident on the B3349 Reading Road at the junction with Vicarage Lane. That's according to Hampshire Constabulary. England Boxing has paid tribute to Tenny, describing him as a highly respected coach. A spokesman said England Boxing is saddened to learn the death of a well-known and highly respected boxing coach, Tenny Turner, at age 53. He formed and was head coach at Southern Counties Club, Turner's Boxing Academy in Camberley. Southern Counties Club support officer Yvonne Perriman said he was truly a very happy and well-respected coach who could light up the room with his smile. A 25-year-old man from Reading area, arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving, has been released from custody, remains under investigation. The police spokesman said, "We're now in a position to confirm the identity of the motorcyclist who died in the collision, Tenny Turner of Hound Green. Died as a result of the collision. We'd like to thank everyone who shared our appeal and can confirm that we have now recovered the silver vehicle we believe to be involved in the collision. If you've got any information, please call Hampshire Constabulary on the non-emergency number 101, or alternatively, you can call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. There are fears that building more flats on one of Surrey's steepest hills will add to the number of crashes on the road. A planning application to build two blocks of flats on Suscombe's Hill in Wallingham have met with opposition from residents who say it's already an accident hotspot. The application proposes to demolish an existing residential building called Edge Hill and build 17 flats on the road that link Wallingham with Caterham and Wyleaf via Wasps Lodge roundabout. The planning application was submitted by development company Silverleaf Group on August the 6th. The driveway for the existing property comes out directly onto Suscombe Hill, about halfway down. Resident Ian Caldcourt is one of those who has written a letter of objection. He wrote, "I am strongly opposed to this. Susscombe Hill cannot take extra traffic turning into the planned apartments. The road is exceptionally narrow at this point and would heighten the likelihood of accidents. And judging by the planned artist's impressions, the buildings go against the design and layout of the whole area, clashing with existing buildings, as well as taking away wooded hillside, which I believe to be protected. My main concerns are safety on the road, and I would urge this application be turned down." Now, according to crash data website crashmap.co.uk, there were 9 registered road crashes that involved injury, including one that was deemed serious, over the last 5 full calendar years on Susscombe Hill. However, that data does not factor in accidents where nobody was injured. In November 2018, a car ended up hanging off the side of Susscombe Hill after coming off the narrow road. Residents have until Friday the 27th of September to submit comments and concerns on the planning application to Tandridge District Council website. Paralympian Sofri Christiansen, CBE, is campaigning for rail operators to improve accessibility on the network just a month after she got stuck on a train in Godalming. The 8-time Paralympic equestrian gold medalist has launched a petition on the Parliament website demanding that the government and franchise holders should fund greater investment in level access and automatic ramps. Ms. Christiansen was born with cerebral palsy and has a disability campaigner. She says disabled passengers face issues every single day on the rail network. In August 2019, she was helped by a member of the public who held the door open on the train for her while the Southwestern Railway member of staff retrieved a ramp so she could exit the train. During her journey to Godalming, Ms. Christiansen had tweeted SWR staff, making them aware she was on the train, and they replied stating the guard was aware. However, when it came to getting off at her station, they were not ready with the ramp and she had to make a sudden plea for help before the train pulled away. Ms. Christian said she cried after the incident and Southwestern Railway apologised, saying, "We're incredibly sorry for the way Ms. Christiansen has been left feeling following her journey." And they added, "We're working hard with industry colleagues in the Rail Delivery Group in investing in both technology and processes to try and stop this from happening." Now Ms. Christiansen is campaigning to improve the rail network for disabled users. She says level access is needed throughout the UK rail network. And her petition says the government should include reducing the number of failed assistance requests as a condition for maintaining and awarding franchises. The government and franchise holders should fund greater investment in level access and automatic ramps. The Department for Transport spokesman said, "We're determined that disabled people should have equal access to public transport. Since we launched our ambitious inclusive transport strategy last year, we've announced £300 million to improve disabled access at 73 stations across the country, along with smaller scale improvements such as installation of tactile paving on stairs and platform edges at stations. We've also extended the Blue Badge scheme to include those with non-visible disabilities. However, we know there is more to do, which is why we're launching a new passenger awareness campaign to ensure disabled people can travel easily and confidently." Plans for a 24-hour gym in Aldershot's Westgate complex have been recommended for approval by council officers. The gym would take up the units that were formerly the home of Harvester and Toby Carvery, which have been left vacant since the National Restaurant trains left the complex. The recommendation for the proposed facility was given at a Rushmore Borough Council Development Management Committee meeting on Wednesday. The proposals put forward by Poor Gym would create 8 full-time jobs and include replacing a swing door at one of the units with automatic sliding opening glass doors. Pure Gym has said the facility will include state-of-the-art equipment, fully equipped changing rooms, showers, free Wi-Fi, personal trainers, free classes as part of an aim to create a market-leading gym. There have been fears that the Westgate was becoming a ghost town after Harvester became the 4th restaurant to close within the complex since it opened in 2013. Concern grew further when the owners of Frankie and Benny's announced it would close a large number of restaurants across the country following losses of £79 million in the first half-yearly results earlier this month. Now, in a document detailing its decision, the committee said it is considered that this gym, as proposed, would not detract from the function of Westgate as a leisure hub. It will help to attract footfall in the centre day and evening. Council officers added that measures should be put in place to control any noise emanating from the gym. And the Council's Development Management Committee saw pass 15 letters of objection to recommend the plans. Staines Town Football Club has suspended Anthony Gale pending an internal investigation following his conviction for assaulting a woman. The manager admitted committing the assault on Christmas Eve 2018 in Weybridge in an incident that was not linked to the football club. He also assaulted the same woman on February the 15th and March the 25th this year. He pleaded guilty to the three counts of assault by beating when he appeared at Guildford Magistrates Court on August the 28th. He was ordered to complete 2-year community order and 100 hours of unpaid work. The club made a statement announcing his suspension via Twitter on Wednesday, a day after the team slipped into the Isthmian League Division 1 South Central relegation zone following a 3-1 away defeat to Northwood on Tuesday. A spokesman said, in light of the recent events following the court hearing, Anthony Gale has been suspended by Staines Town Football Club pending an internal investigation. The club will not be commenting any further on this matter at this time. Staines Town Football Club sits 19th in the table, having failed to win any of their opening 6 games. The lengthy dispute between a school and residents over dangerous parking during drop-off and pick-up times is no closer to being resolved, with suggestions that perhaps an independent mediator should now be called in. For more than 6 years, school leaders, councillors, council officers and neighbours have been trying to find a solution to parking issues around St Joseph's Catholic Primary School in Epsom. Over the years, petitions from both the school and residents have been submitted to Surrey County Council in a bid to tackle what residents argue is antisocial parking, while school leaders say it's about providing a safe route for children. The scale of the problem dominated a meeting this week with councillors on the Epsom and Ewell Borough Council and Surrey County Council Local Committee. Many residents submitted questions about concerns with various roads around the school in Rosebank. Two options to change parking restrictions in the surrounding roads were put forward as possible solutions, but a decision for a way forward couldn't be agreed. Instead, councillors have now voted for both options to go out for public consultation, with one member suggesting an independent mediator may be the answer. Headteacher Teresa Kendrick submitted a petition to the committee in 2018 when she said the problem started after the loss of pedestrian and vehicle access to the school via St Margaret's Drive following a lengthy dispute with Abelia Green Management Company, who used their lawful right to prevent access. This has meant that those who were accessing the school via St Margaret Drive were having to enter via Rosebank or Whitehorse Drive. Surrey County Council Highways Officer Nick Healy warned there was a risk around providing more help to parents to drive to school, as it would encourage more use of cars instead of more environmentally and sustaining ways. Councillors voted to keep both options for Whitehorse Drive and St Margaret's Drive in the Epsom Ewell planning review. These will now be advertised as a notice of intention, inviting feedback from residents within a 4-week period, and the results of the notice of intention will be delivered back to the committee possibly by March next year. And ongoing works to renew water mains in Littlewick Road near Woking should be finished by mid-October. Affinity Water confirmed on Wednesday that the roadworks in Horsell are continuing while an exact date has not been set. The end is in sight. A large hole remains in the road at its junction with Lockfield Drive, with fencing around the area. Road closure signs have been placed at the junction and access is only available to residents. However, it is business as usual at Squire's Garden Centre along the road, which still can be reached. A Littlewick Road has been plagued with water issues in the past few years, with residents' properties being affected and some homes flooded on occasions in 2017, 2018 and 2019. Affinity Water said our teams are continuing to work hard to deliver a significant programme of mains renewal along Littlewick Road. We have had to design and install a unique connection to join different size water mains, which require robust testing to ensure it can handle the pressure needed to supply water for the area. And rest assured, this work is absolutely essential to ensure local community is provided with a reliable supply of water for many years to come and to minimise the risks of occurring bursts occurring in the future. The road is currently closed for safety of commuters and our technicians working to renew the mains. And in a separate incident, homes across northwest Surrey experienced a water shortage on Monday evening. It was due to a fault at its production site in Chertsey, with the shortages affecting postcodes GU21, GU25, KT15 and KT16, which covered Woking, Chertsey, Addleston, Virginia Water, Longcross and Ortishaw. And that's a look at this week's news stories. has been Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review with Graham Laycock. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. And you can keep up to date by purchasing the Surrey Advertiser and going online at Surrey Live. Radio.